It's ethanol day here at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway, and with me in this interview is Steve King, King Racing. And I understand, Steve, that you've got a very unique form of vehicle that you wouldn't maybe normally find out here at the Brickyards, but tell me a little bit about it and yourself.
Oh, yeah, we race sprint cars back in the Midwest, and there's a lot of sprint cars around here, but never at the Speedway. There's a lot of little dirt tracks around here that we could race at, but started racing when I was a kid, and we've been racing for quite a while, and we got to run an ethanol here about 5 years ago, so that's how we all got picked up, and we just been enjoying it, you know, having a good time with it.
Where are you from, and what is home to you?
We live in Kansas. Chetmore, Kansas is our hometown. That's where we race out of. And we usually race, you know, in the Midwest, which is Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska. And we usually stick around there and race. We're back in the Corn Belt.
Do you have any connections with the people who grow the product that gets converted into the fuel?
Yeah, well, actually, we grow Milo and grain, and we have a small feedlot out there, too. So we got both ends of the deal, as you say. And that's actually how we got interested in running ethanol.
So you could safely say that you grow your own fuel in a way.
We race what we grow, so we make our own fuel and race it and have a good time with it.
So how well does this fuel perform in a sprint car?
We run a mixture of 10% ethanol to 90% methanol. And we've been messing around with some other stuff, too. We haven't got it down pat yet. But with the 10% our advantage is, it's just like getting better gas mileage in your car you drive to work. We get the same amount of horsepower with less fuel. So, you know, it's a little bit of advantage for us. We can start with a lighter fuel load at the beginning of the races. And then also the fuel load don't drop off as much. So the car stays more consistent through the race. You know, we race short races usually. A sprint race is usually 30 laps. But the track conditions change a lot. And your car changes a lot without burning a bunch of fuel off of it. So, you know, it's just a small advantage. And this day and age, every little advantage you can get helps.
What do you wish the general consuming public knew about ethanol?
There's a lot of things I wish they knew. You know, it's hard to educate people on stuff, and then they hear a lot of hearsay about it. But, you know, it's a very safe, high-performance fuel. Like, a lot of people don't understand it's actually a high-performance fuel, and it's very safe. It burns well, it cleans well, and it's good for the environment, too. So, for the future, it'd be a good deal.
Well, here at Ethanol Day, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, EPIC, has been very responsible for getting out information to the public. What do you think of what they're doing?
I think it's great what they're doing. You know, it's really hard to educate people, and you got to repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. And I think EPIC knows that, and they do real good with it. I'm real glad to be affiliated with them and you know, help them do whatever they need to do. And you know, if they want me to do anything else, I just tell them to just ask. You know, we'll try to help out as best we can.
Anything else that you want people to know about the renewable fuel business, especially as it relates to ethanol and what that can mean for America?
I just think it's a good all-around fuel, you know, and it helps, you know, keep the local economy better. You know, it's a renewable fuel that we make here in the U.S. We don't have to be so dependent on foreign oil and all that, and I think it would be a way better deal.
Well, thank you very much. That's Steve King, and we're here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on Ethanol Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.